Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 1st, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. Apple is doubling down on its augmented reality efforts. A new report from The Information this week says that Apple has moved one of its key high-level software executives to its augmented reality team. Kim Voroth led project management for Apple's software team for over 15 years, but she will now take her skills to the augmented reality team, which is currently led by Mike Rockwell. Rockwell manages a team with nearly a dozen direct reports who are working on things from hardware, software, content, and more for augmented reality. The information details that Voroth is not as well known outside of Apple as other software executives, but that she plays an important role in the software development process. Originally reporting to Craig Federighi, Voroth's responsibility was to keep software teams on schedule and to test releases for bugs. A report several years ago described her as the occasionally short-tempered field marshal leading software teams in all of Apple. The thinking within Apple is that Voroth's leadership style will bring some order to its team developing an augmented reality headset, with Apple doubling down on that headset's software experience as it continues the development process. Various reports have suggested that Apple is building an augmented reality headset, perhaps ready for release as early as 2020. This week's report from The Information, however, says it's unclear whether Apple's team will meet that timeline. Also today, we have some new rumors about the iPhone 11. A new analyst note from Citi Research predicts that the iPhone 11 will be the first iPhone to include support for Apple Pencil. It's unclear whether this would be support for the existing Apple Pencil, which is currently only compatible with select iPad models, or if Apple is developing an all-new Apple Pencil specifically for the iPhone. This certainly isn't the first time we've heard this rumor, and it's something that seemingly pops up every year. We've also seen numerous patents from Apple detailing how a stylus could interact with the iPhone. Notably, Citi doesn't regularly issue predictions for Apple products, and typically instead focuses on the company's financial performance. Therefore, the bank doesn't necessarily have a firm track record to compare against when evaluating this claim. Nonetheless, Apple Pencil support for the iPhone is almost certainly something Apple has considered at one point or another. Whether or not it surfaces with this year's iPhone 11, however, remains to be seen. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Jamf. This month on 9to5 Mac, we launched a brand new series called Apple at Work. Apple at Work explores device management, IT security, Apple products in a mixed device environment, and more. That's why Jamf is the perfect fit for the new series. Trying to configure devices without a mobile device management solution can take a surprising amount of time and effort. With Jamf, you can check your digital inventory, distribute Wi-Fi and email settings, deploy, and more from anywhere. Jamf helps you manage your devices so you can focus on your business or school instead. Go to jamf.com/9to5mac to learn more. In other news, CBS All Access is now available via Apple TV channels. CBS first announced the rollout last week, and while it missed its target date by a few days, All Access integration with Apple TV channels is now live. Through the TV app, CBS All Access costs $10 per month, and that's for the completely ad-free version of the service. That price also matches what CBS sells it for outside of the TV app. As a standalone service, CBS offers a cheaper option with commercials, but that tier is not available through Apple TV channels. Apple is offering a 7-day free trial of All Access through the TV channels feature. Once that trial is up, you'll be billed $10 per month. But one nice thing about Apple TV channels is that all of the billing is handled by Apple itself, rather than CBS. This means it's all linked directly to your Apple ID and is easy to cancel if you decide to do so. Another benefit of Apple TV channels is that all content is hosted by Apple and streamed directly in the TV app on iOS and tvOS. This means you won't be kicked out to a third-party app to watch CBS content, and it also syncs all of your progress across your Apple devices. Much like with HBO support through Apple TV channels, you can download CBS All Access content for offline viewing. While this appears to include all TV content, you cannot download movies for offline viewing, but you can access CBS live streaming through the TV app. You can try CBS All Access via Apple TV channels now in the TV app on Apple TV and iOS. The TV app will also be coming to macOS Catalina later this fall. Ahead of the launch of Apple Arcade, Apple has made a notable move in the gaming industry. The company has hired Nat Brown, one of the original co-creators of the Xbox. Most recently, Brown was working on virtual reality technology at Valve, and he also once served as the VP of Technologies at MySpace. On Twitter, Brown said that his role at Apple will center on all applications of graphics, but that's quite the broad job description. He also said that a theme throughout his career has been working with platform ecosystems and systems engineering. This goes nicely with Apple's growing gaming ecosystem through things like the App Store, Apple Arcade, ARKit, and maybe even Apple's rumored AR headset. One of the challenges of Apple Arcade will likely be that it's available on iOS, tvOS, macOS, and iPadOS, but it sounds like Brown could play a big role in making sure games run smoothly across all of those platforms. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new episode of the 9to5 Mac Watch Time podcast featuring Zach Call with special guest Alex Cox. Michael Stieber also took a look at how Apple is partnering with musician Billie Eilish for its popular Today at Apple Music Lab sessions at Apple retail stores. Check out both of those in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Jamf for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.